practicing utilizing our body as props. Did it give you notification that it's recording?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. I see it now too. Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty, we have a full packed house. Tiff, did you happen to sign everyone in? Feel like you were over there.
Brie, we can't hear you anymore.
Just shows that you're muted, Bree. So it might be an easy fix.
So let's try.
Oh, you came back for a
Hear
second.
me nice and crystal clear.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, I could even hear myself.
Okay, perfect. This is the fun part of technology. Okay, so we're just passing out straps, blocks, and all that fun stuff. Did I give you one yet? Okay. Anyone? Here we go. Here you go. If you're zooming from home and you have any props, blocks, blankets, straps, anything like that, even a pillow, hello, that is fine by me. All righty, let's get started. So we're going to begin lying on our back. Take a moment. Let's ground and connect to our sacred space. And your mat is your first prop. This is your space. This is your beautiful moment to make this gentle connection. Take a moment and just feel the earth beneath you. We're going to check in with our body here. So take a moment and bring your awareness to the top of your head. Feel the back of your neck nice and relaxed. Relaxing through your left eyebrow, your right eyebrow. Relaxing through your cheeks, your chin. Feeling your left shoulder, your right shoulder. Feeling the back of your muscles just slowly connecting to the earth. As you exhale, feeling your right hip relax, your left hip. Feeling the back of your knees get nice and soft. Releasing through that right ankle, left ankle. And feeling a gentle relaxation from your big toe to your pinky toe, left foot and right foot. Take a moment here and just feel the breath moving through your body. And I would love to invite you to place the hand that's closest to your heart over your heart and the other atop of your belly. Take a moment here and feel the inhales and exhales moving through your body. Feel your heart rise and your belly get full. With every exhale, feel the back of your body connecting back to the earth. Yes. And as you inhale through your nose, we're going to take some long, exaggerated exhales out of the mouth. So really fill your lungs up, and as you exhale, open the mouth and let it slowly, gently escape the body. Yes, and as you can tell, we have some advanced yogis in the room, yoga teachers who are really inviting audible exhales, really calming the nervous system. So don't be shy, let it go, yes. And when you start to get more comfortable with your exhales, you're gonna slowly start to inhale through the nose and exhale out of the nose. Take your time arriving to that new space in the body. Yes. That's right. And in yoga, we love setting intentions or just creating a little dedication to our practice. And if you're not used to doing this, just offer yourself some gratitude for being healthy. Take a moment and allow those thoughts to come into the mind and into the body. And then seal in all those amazing intentions with a deep inhalation. Open your mouth and let it go. Yes. We're going to take those hands overhead. So inhale your hands behind you and lengthen from fingertips to toes. And then when you're ready, draw your knees into your body. Give yourself a delicious hug, rounding through the body here. Yes, we're going to start to paint the sky with a nice, beautiful sunshine up there. So just make big circles with your knees, one direction and then the other. Or you can just sway from side to side, getting a gentle massage. So a couple of things to remember if you're getting used to getting back to yoga, don't overthink it, right? I'm just making some gentle suggestions for you. Honor your body. So whatever feels good, even if it's something completely different than what I'm suggesting, please go with your needs and concerns. All right, yogis, we're going to keep that right knee into your body. We're going to lengthen that left leg nice and long and release it all the way to the earth. Take a moment here as you squeeze that knee into your body. Wiggle those toes that are floating towards the sky, releasing that ankle. And you're going to pick both directions. Yes. This is going to be a nice, quiet, introspective class today. So you'll just hear the sound of your breath and the sound of your neighbor's breath. We're going to keep it nice and quiet in the background. I'm just offering a lot of opportunity for you to just dig deep within. When you're ready, you're going to bring both knees back into your body. Another gentle hug. You're going to keep the opposite leg in and lengthen the opposite all the way to the mat. Take a moment here and then wiggle those toes around. I want you to take note that you are supporting your own body here. Your hands are acting as a prop in most cases. This is also a place where we tend to put a strap, but I want us to just we're gonna go through a little bit of movement with just utilizing our own body to support itself first. Yes. Take one more round of breath, feel the body, take a deep inhale and exhale and release, and then draw the knees back into your body. Another hug. Yes. And then we're going to release the feet to the mat. Knees are going to point to the sky. We're going to take a moment. We're going to windshield wiper those knees from side to side. Just releasing the lower back. But we're going to start to move the body with the breath, starting to make that mind-body connection here. So you're going to inhale your knees to the sky and then exhale them to the side. Only going as fast as your breath can naturally keep up. Starting to engage in what we call yogic breath, the most important part of your practice. So if any time you're holding your breath, maybe you're listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth, as soon as you can remember, you're going to really invite some deep inhales and exhales into your life. Yeah, a few more rounds here. Releasing the sleep you had last night. Releasing that lower back from sitting at a desk, perhaps. Yeah. And then we're all going to come over onto our left side. So we're just going to roll over to the left, onto the heart side. And we're just going to draw the knees into the body. Rest your head atop of your arm. So again, your arm is acting as a prop here. And you're just going to hang out here for a few rounds of breath. This very soothing posture. Yes. Feel the breath moving through your body. As you feel the earth beneath you, your mat is under your hand. Just remember this is your sacred space, your sacred time. Yeah. That right hand's going to press into the earth and you're going to slowly begin to rise. Take your time. You're going to come into a seated posture. Maybe it's pretzel pose or easy pose or even lotus. Take a moment here and just feel the earth beneath you. Place your hands atop of your knees, palms facing down. Take a moment and feel your palms literally pressing into your own body. And take a moment, if it feels good, to soften the eye gazes or even close them, or perhaps if the eyes are open, maybe they're off the tip of the nose or in some point out in space. Again, you are propping your own body up here. Your hands are pressing into your body with intention. You feel your tail pressing into the earth. You feel this lengthening through the spine, and you start to maybe even perhaps notice that this isn't as easy as the pose suggests, right? And that is okay. With every inhale, you feel a lengthening through the side body up into the armpits, feeling someone coming up behind you and kind of giving you a little lift. And with every exhale, you feel yourself reconnecting back to the earth, and you're enjoying that feeling as well. Welcome. When you're ready, we're going to inhale the hands up toward the sky. You're going to take your nose up there. You're going to invite a delicious stretch through the body. And then as you exhale, the hands will come down. Tuck your chin into your chest. We're going to flip those palms up. Inhale, rise. Fill your lungs with delicious oxygen. And exhale, let it go. Yes, yes, yes. Uno más, one more. Inhale up. Bring the palms together and draw them to your heart center. Take a moment and hang out here. Feel the palms pressing together. I will invite you to notice something. Every time your hands are pressed together or onto another body part, or your feet are pressing into the earth, you are propping yourself in some capacity. With your palms pressed together, you can really enjoy that connection. You have all your own props. Yoga teacher vibes. So as you press the palms together, I invite you to see if this engages the core in your body. If this lengthens through your spine by that simple flexion of pressing palms together. Do you notice how your body has a visceral effect? Yeah. So now we're going to tint the palms away from each other, but keep the fingertips glued together. So the palms are going to open up like I can come and place a little orange or a little ball. And you're going to now pay attention to what that feels like. All the fingertips pressing into each other. All that intention happening. Now let's go ahead and melt the palms back together. Inhale them up to the sky. Eye gazes follow. And then exhale, we're going to fold it forward. If you need to adjust how you're seated here, honor that. I'm going to check on the Zoomies and make sure they're not trying to send me a message. Okay, we're good. Take a moment here. Notice what it feels like when your fingertips are reaching toward the top of your mat. And then press your palms into the earth and see if you can ground your glutes a little bit more into the mat. Noticing that lengthening that you just invited into your body. Feeling that you were just pressing yourself into the earth a little bit more intentionally. And so you're getting a little bit more out of it. So this is an active way of practicing. You can also passively practice by just allowing yourself to get nice and heavy. Let your arms get loose like spaghetti. And then just notice the breath. And pay attention to where your intention goes. Yeah. All right, yogis, we're gonna slowly roll up. Let your fingertips paint your mat. And just feeling that sensation of your fingers touching the earth. Walk them behind you. Lift your heart, lift your nose like you are sun or moon bathing. Pick your favorite time of day. And then just feel the earth pressing away from you. Maybe noticing what that feels like in your body. And then tuck your chin into chest. Press the mat away from you a little bit more. And notice how you've just invited an entirely new stretch into your body. Feeling the back of the neck opening up here. You might feel some stretching in different spots too, just depending on what your body needs and how tight it is already. And all is good. Mostly you're paying attention to how you are in control of what your body's receiving here. Now notice if you take this a little bit more passively, a little bit more spaghettis in the arms. And then we're gonna walk everything back to center. All right, we're gonna bring the bottoms of the feet together. You can be in a nice open diamond or closer. Hands will go wherever you need the support. So maybe it's somewhere in the legs. Maybe you can wrap all the way around. Yogi's choice. We will invite a strap here in a moment. Un momento. So take a moment. We're gonna lengthen through the crown. So the crown's gonna float to the sky. Nose is forward. So this is your yogi Goldilocks moment, right? Everything's just right. And then you're gonna lengthen through the side body. Start to draw your shoulders into your ears. That's right, Heather. And then float them down behind you. Notice your heart lifting. Yes, Antoinette. And then just feel that beautiful connection with your body here. You are in a yoga bind, which means your hands are touching the body, supporting the body, binding the body together. Now bring your awareness to the bottoms of your feet connecting. So remember when your hands were in heart center? Now your feet are in basically prayer hands, right? Notice your yogi toes, feel them pressing into each other. Hi, Paul. Oh, this is a yoga foundation. Join us in. So feeling the bottoms of the feet pressing together, you can feel your heels, your toes, you're making a somatic connection, which is helping you make your mind-body connection. So when you arrive to your yoga class, you feel your hands touching, you feel your feet touching, you start to make that connection, everything in between. Yes. All right, we're gonna grab onto our strap. I'm gonna bring you a strap, my dear. And you're going to wrap it around the bottoms of your feet. Don't overthink it. There's no wrong way. You'll quickly realize if it doesn't feel like what you're hoping it to feel like. And as you wrap it around, your hands can be on each end of the strap, or you can glue the straps together. So I kind of see a little bit of everything happening around the space. Okay. And you're going to really engage that strap. So you should feel like some flexion in the biceps. So imagine just kind of holding the strap. You really want to, the strap is propping you now. Okay. So from here, we're going to slowly start to hinge at the hips, right? So we have a nice lengthened spine and we're grabbing and pulling that strap towards us. And I want to invite your attention to where in your body this is inviting a stretch. Is it your hips? Is it your glutes? Is it your legs? If you're not sure, that's okay. As you feel the bottoms of the feet pressing into each other and you're really utilizing a lot of your muscles to draw that strap a little bit closer towards your chest, just starting to see where that stretch is invited in your body. That's all. I'm noticing some delicious rounds of breath. So keep hearing the music of the breath moving through your body. Yes, yes. Thank you, Tiff. Just helping guide the orchestra here. It's so quiet in here. You're not used to that, right? We're going to slowly come up. Take your time and release. And now feel your hands like, woo! Wow, that was a lot of pressure, right? That's what we want. We want to feel everything. So we're going to slowly come onto all four. And we're going to stretch our fingers out nice and long, like a stretchy kitty cat. You're going to drop your heart toward the earth. You're going to just invite any stretch that shows up. But whatever's touching the earth, I want you to feel it touching the earth. So fingertips, palms, if your forehead's on the mat, if you feel your toes tucked behind you or your knees pressed on the mat, I want you to invite yourself to get grounded in those spaces. And then you're going to come into all four. You're going to take your blanket and you're going to draw it under your knees. It's like a little magic carpet, really. It's going to change your life. So you can either fold it a couple of times, whatever makes sense for you. I want your knees to really engage into the blanket. So basically we're patting the knees so that our focus is no longer there. Now go ahead and bring your hands right under your shoulders. We're going to spread our fingers, press your palms into the mat, almost like you're lifting your fingers off of the earth. And then I want you to tuck your toes behind you. I want you to press your tail towards your heels. For some of us, we can go more deeper than others, but just go as far as the flexion in your toes can handle. We're going to take a moment. We're going to draw our awareness into our toes. And if you're just getting back into practice or you're not used to flexing your toes a lot, this should feel really interesting. Interesting good or interesting not so much. Either way, you're in control of how much pressure you're applying, right? Because you're pressing through the palms, through the palms, through the palms. Tension's not on the knees, so your knees aren't able to take over and try to protect your toes. So you really can lean into those toes. I'm going to give you a moment of silence, just focusing on your breath and focusing on your stretch. And when you're ready, breathe. Yes. One more round of breath. And then I will invite you to come on tippy fingers and lift your palms off of the mat. And just paying attention to what this feels like. This might feel like a really generous stretch. You might even feel your toes starting to try to lift too. Sort of like this mind-body connection that's taking place. So just whatever's coming up for you is awesome. When you're ready, go ahead and release those palms back down to the mat. We're going to come all the way to our forearms, so a little forearms tabletop. Flatten your feet behind you, and then we're going to lengthen the right foot, and we're going to tuck the right toes. Now you're going to shift your weight back into those right toes, opening up through the back of the leg, pressing the weight into your forearms. So remember, whatever's touching the earth gets all the attention here. You're using your body as a prop. We shouldn't feel any discomfort in the knee. We should really be able to focus and pressing our weight into our forearms. And as you progress into your yoga practice, this will help you, right? Because you're knowing where to put your energy, where to place your weight. And this will help to control your balancing poses of choice, whether it's arm balancing, inversions, or standing balances, right? Where do you press the weight into your body? So what's showing up for you? All the weight in your forearms. So if your hands are flat on the mat, I want to give you a challenge here. See if you can lift your hands up like you're saying stop and all your weight's in your forearms. See if you can still stay engaged through the toes. There's a lot of action going on here. And then when you're ready, release your hands back to the mat. Go ahead and drop your knee, come up on all four, and we're gonna wag our puppy dog tails. So just move from side to side. You can just move your body like water, like a figure eight, or whatever feels good. Again, no overthinking. Just releasing any tension you just stirred up. We're gonna release those forearms here. So if you like, you can draw your fingers towards your knees and lean into your forearms and open them up. Or as I say, this is my flight attendant moment where I'm like, or you can sit and flex through the fingers. So if you like, you can flex through the fingers or you can release in tabletop. One more round of breath here. Again, notice how you can lean into your forearms as much as you need. And then you're gonna come back to your standard tabletop yogis and drop down to your forearms yet again. And once you fill all your weight into the right spaces, so not into your wrist, but into the forearms, lengthen the opposite leg, tuck those toes. And then again, you can press your weight away from the top of your mat, into the back of the mat, into that back of that leg, opening up through that muscle as much as you like. And if you want to test if you're really putting your weight into your forearms, you can just lift at the wrist and wave your hands forward. That's right. Mark's got it. If I had music playing, it would be a little bit more fun. Be like, yeah, woo! All right. And you can drop your hands whenever you like, just making sure that your weight's in your forearm, yes? Noticing that difference. Yeah, and if you want to undulate back and forth through that foot, honor that. I see some of you doing it intuitively, which is wonderful. One more round of breath, yogis. And when you're ready, we're gonna come back into all four. And again, you can move your body like water, figure eight, drop your hips from side to side, whatever you need to release any tension you just stirred up in the body. So we're gonna eventually go into our first down dog, but I'm going to utilize our mat as a prop. So your knees can stay where they're at. You're gonna grab your mat into the palms of your hands and you're going to scrunch your mat into your hands. And then you're gonna tuck your toes behind you and lift up your tail and pedal it out. You can pull on your mat like you're trying to rip it apart. And that's just gonna provide a little bit of relief in your wrist if you need it. So again, this is an option. You do not need to do this, but I want you to remember, if you're practicing yoga in the park and they don't have a blanket, you can roll up the back of your mat under your knees. You can grab your mat in your hands. You can give yourself some gentle relief here. Yes, yes, yes. All right, yogis, we're gonna start to walk our toes to meet our hands. You're gonna grab a block and you're gonna place that block under your hands. If you're practicing from home, you can have anything under your hands, truth be told. And you're gonna stay in a forward fold. Your hands are on your block. Pick your height. You can use two blocks if you want, but one block to start if that's okay. Wherever you pick your height on your block, you wanna make sure that the height matches the lengthening through your legs. So as your knees start to lengthen, the block is supporting that lengthening. So if you still need a bend in your knees, maybe check in with the height of your block, yeah? You still need a bend in your knees, even with the highest of the blocks, that's okay. So now you're gonna shift your weight a little bit toward the toes. So you're gonna shift your weight forward, yes. And you're gonna press those hands into the block. The block's not there as a decoration. It's there as an extension of the earth. Now the earth is just a little bit higher, but you can press really hard into that block. And what we're doing here is we're stretching through the back of the legs, through the hammies. We want to encourage those heels to ground themselves toward the mat, even if that means you need to have a gentle bend in the knees. Yes, that is right. All righty. We're going to lift halfway. So you're going to come up on your fingertips and you're going to have a nice tabletop spine. Someone could come and have a little meal on you. And then exhale, fold it forward a little bit more. Feel the block under your hands. Yes. That's right. Now, forward fold is actually considered a very advanced pose because of all the lengthening and stretching that's happening in the body simultaneously. So a block is actually really advantageous even for seasoned practitioners. Yep, you heard it here. Now go ahead and grab your other block. We're going to bring the blocks nice and long right in the palms, like we're going to carry them off somewhere. Bend your knees here. Draw your belly up instead of floating your belly atop of your thighs. Engage your core. And as we sink our hips toward the mat, we're going to start to lift at the chest and draw the blocks up, like we're holding little weights. Yes. And now you can see that the blocks can actually become a little bit of an additional practice, right? Doesn't always have to be just supportive. Can also be a little bit challenging. Go ahead and flip the blocks toward the earth where they're nice and wide and sink a little lower. Yes. Making this a challenge, almost a strength challenge, or even just a coordination challenge. Go ahead and turn the wrist a little bit so the blocks are toward each other. And as you start to rise, hands in the sky, eyes up, you're holding the blocks towards the sky. And then we're going to bring the hands out into airplane, hinge at the hips, and swan dive. Yes. You're going to keep those blocks in between your hands and step out into a supported plank. Woo! That's right. There shouldn't be much pressure on the wrist here. And then you're going to start to lift your heart like a little sill on a rock. See if you can flip your tops of your feet down, if that feels okay. If this is too much, drop your knees, which we will all do in a minute. We're going to drop our knees. We're going to shift our weight back into a child's pose. Keep your hands on your blocks and take a little breather. Yes, yes, yes. Finding your breath. We're going to turn this into a nice shoulder opener. Again, if you're practicing on Zoom, you can just practice without the props if you don't have them. That's fine. And we're going to slowly begin to draw the blocks where they're resting on the forearms and our wrists and hands are floating off the end. We're going to come into a wide-legged balasana. So we're going to draw the knees out into a nice wide-legged V. Our belly's going to hang right in between. If this doesn't feel good, make some minor adjustments in your body and just take a moment here. We're going to sink our heart toward the earth and we're going to slide those blocks. We're going to let them slide out in front of us as much as they need to. If this doesn't feel good in your forearms, you can actually draw your elbows up and bring your hands to prayer overhead if that feels better. So I'm demonstrating that if that needs to be done for your body. If your palms are pressed together, they're with intention, right? We're sinking our heart toward the earth. Your forehead doesn't need to come all the way down, but you do need to relax your eyebrows, your jaw, and find your breath. We're just releasing through the shoulders, through the back of the body. So again, noticing that your props are now helping you get deeper into a stretch, perhaps. So take several rounds of breath here, noticing when and if you need to make adjustments, and maybe even noticing when you no longer need your blocks. You can also draw a block under your forehead and release them from under your arms if that makes more sense for you for the rest of your time in this posture. I will invite you to notice if you're holding any tension. So maybe you're trying to hold your body up instead of sinking into the block or sinking into the earth. You're almost hovering. I call it public restroom hovering. Don't do that, right? We all related to that somehow. So you don't want to hover over your props. You don't want to hover over your blocks. You don't want to hover over your own body. You want to get heavy. You want to sink. You want to open. You want to connect. Yes. So check in with your body here. Do whatever feels best. We're going to take one more delicious round of breath. Deep inhale, delicious exhale. Yes, yes, yes. And then we're going to slowly start to come up. That's right. And you're going to draw your blocks on the outer side of your mat, on the outside of your thighs, and you're sitting on your heels. If this is too much, we have some options. Yes, you can have that blanket under your knees. And if you have a bolster, we can go ahead and draw it behind us and under, just enough where it's on top of the feet. Now, I'm not saying that everything you do in yoga makes sense or is super comfortable, because when was the last time you hung out with a couple of blocks on a slab of fabric, right? So don't expect like mattress comfort here. Surprisingly though, after a while, you can totally fall asleep on a block. It's interesting. Okay, so wherever you decided to be, take a moment, hands are on your blocks. Now we all have different lengths of arms. Mine are really long. Some of us may need a little bit higher, but the idea is that we're extending the earth up. So you should really be able to engage your block. So find your breath. Yeah, take a moment here. That's right. I'm gonna ditch my bolster so I can go into the next version, but you can stay there. For those of us who wanna take this a little bit deeper, we're gonna come up on our knees. You're gonna take your blocks with you. We're gonna draw one block behind us and the other. It's gonna be right in front of your feet. And we're gonna go into a balance challenge here. You're only gonna take it as far as you feel comfortable. So you can stay where I just left you, or you can follow along. Inhale, hands up. We're just gonna lengthen through the spine. And then we're gonna exhale our hands back. I'm going to invite you to bring your hands to your side, bring your shoulders in and float them behind you so your heart's gonna lift here. And then bring your hands to your hips. We're gonna use our own hands and hips as a nice little prop. And this is just so we can check in with our body here. You're gonna start to shift your weight backward a little, just shifting. So you're gonna feel your quads engage. So you're not sticking your tail out and you're not folding down into a back bend. You're just shifting back like you're leaning back. And then one hand's gonna come down, and this may or may not get scary, right? And then the other hand, if this doesn't work for you yogis, you can try to draw the blocks and come up on tippy fingers. Worst case scenario, enjoy the hinge and keep your hands on your hips. Yes. So you have lots of options here. Wherever your body's placed into the mat, wherever you can feel the connection, hands are on something, feet are on something, knees are on something, bring your awareness to all those spaces. Yes. You should not feel any crunching in the lower back. If you do, come out of the pose. And if you're not used to using props here because you have the flexibility in your spine without the props, then this is probably a strength challenge for you, meaning you're activating your core more than you're utilizing your flexibility, for my flexible yogis in the room. So equally good for you. One more round of breath. And then slowly come out of this. Take your time. Take your time. We're going to take one of your blocks. And now you're going to slowly come into a little egg. You're going to take your block, maybe on the highest level, and drop your forehead atop of it. Go ahead and let your hands just float to the earth. But what do we do when our hands float to the earth? We have options. Opciones, right? So press the palms into the mat so that you can get a deep reflection in the spine. Or let the hands become spaghetti and notice what that does if it neutralizes your spine. So what do you need? Yeah, so pressing your hands, your palms into the earth and your head being on a block. Remember that part, right? So your forehead's on a nice towered part of the block. It's going to offer you an opportunity to really start to round your spine. And if you're not looking for that, you can relax the hands, relax the forearms, and you can neutralize the spine What's the point of this, yogis? You checking in with your body. What did Deborah say? I just want to reconnect, right? So let's do that. Let's reconnect. It's not about the pose. It's about where is it showing up in your body today? Is the prop assisting you? Or is it offering you opposition where you're like, oh, this block is really not helpful? Maybe it isn't in the way that you want it to be, but it can be in a new way. Yes, that's right. One more round of breath here. We're in a deep inversion, which means our head is way below our heart. So we're going to start to come out of this. As you do, yogis, you're going to come up on your hands and you're going to shift your weight into your toes. This is a yogi ball. If this isn't accessible to you today, then you can just stay a little bit more grounded and draw a block under your tail in any capacity, right? So you can be on a block or you can be in yogi ball, okay? Whatever's touching the earth gets all the attention after you check in with your breath. So order of operation, feel the earth beneath you, get grounded, notice your breath, get connected, and then decide how you're going to support your yoga practice with those efforts, right? Because if we don't feel stable and grounded, we're probably not breathing intentionally. That's right. And if you're in a yogi ball, we're going to swivel toward the side, toward the mirrors. If you're sitting on a block, then we're going to make our way over here. We're going to step out into a nice malasana, right? So this can be an advanced pose for many of us if we haven't been squatting in forever. So feel free to sit on a block. Feel free to come into sumo squat and just stick your tail out behind you. Whatever makes sense here. Let me check in with the zoomies. Hi, Abdiel. Alrighty. If you're sitting on a block, what's your goal? You want to fill that block. You don't want to do the public restroom hover. Enjoy the block under you. In yoga, we call that root block energy, right? Mula Bandha. If you're in a sumo squat, your hands are probably pressed somewhere on your body. So I want to invite that being a big part of your practice. So if your hands are in your thighs, if your forearms are down, feel it. Feel that heaviness. Feel that connection back to earth. If your palms are pressed together, feel it. Don't just passively hold your palms together. Yoga is an intentional practice. So once you've collected yourself, you feel body parts, you feel the earth beneath you. Let's reconnect with the breath, shall we? I'm going to give you several rounds of breath and silence. When you're ready, begin. It is perfectly acceptable to need to move around a little, come out of things a little, switch things up a little. It's your body, your practice. Take a few more rounds of breath. We will all eventually make our way seating all the way down onto the earth. So take your time arriving. However you need to get there. It's funny, as adults, we have no idea how we're going to make it there. Like, how do we get on the ground? You know, it's just like we don't typically just plump onto the earth. All right, yogis, we're going to lengthen our legs out into a nice wide-legged V to the edges of our mat. Yes, yes, yes. If at any time you need to utilize your blanket anywhere, your blocks anywhere, I'm going to give you a couple of ideas. So for one, you can place a couple of blocks under your knees. Now, in yoga, we always respect the neck and the knees. So if you're bringing old injuries, ailments, your old college, you know, good times, championships with you in the body, you know, please feel free to honor your knees and your neck. They dictate your practice period, right? So check in with those spaces in your body. That's right. We're going to take a moment here in this wide-legged position. If you have blocks under your knees, they might hinder you doing much more after this, and that is okay. You can just kind of check in. We're going to inhale our hands to the sky. Nose is going to follow so we can invite a nice lengthening stretch here. And then as you exhale, pretend you're holding a beach ball and you're hinging at the hips, hinging, hinging, hinging. And then your hands start to guide themselves down to the mat. Once your hands are touching the earth, release your neck, release your jaw, relax. Let your shoulders get super heavy. Let gravity take its course. If you feel good and you want to release the blocks from under your knees to just test out your lengthening through your legs, you can honor that. You can also stay where you're at. The goal is never to touch your toes. That's just a byproduct of good lengthening through the side body and spine, or really extra long limbs, right? So honor your body. Yoga should feel like a massage, you know, like it feels good and not good at the same time, but you know it's good. And then you go home and hydrate. That's the goal, right? That's right. All right, I'm going to give you some moments to breathe. Every exhalation, you can see if you could get deeper into the pose. Whatever's touching the earth, which is your entire underbody, should really be grounding. You should really feel your tail. Like you're planting a garden and the roots are just rooting from you beneath the earth's soil. Nice use of blocks here, Tiffany. Tiffany has added her blocks right under her chest. If that feels good for you, you can honor that as well. We don't copyright yoga, so you can look around the room and go, oh, that's brilliant. So feel free to borrow some other ideas. I do it all the time. Relax. Feeling yourself get heavier with every exhalation. Yes. Stretching in ways that our body needs. And then slowly but surely, yogis, you're going to walk your fingertips back toward you. And you're going to rise with every step that your fingers take. You lengthen and rise. You're going to feel your knees release. Gonna walk your hands behind you. And you're gonna draw your shoulder blades together, lifting your heart to the sky, releasing all the way through your toes, lifting your nose, and taking a little sun or moon bathing moment. We're stretching through our chest from shoulder to shoulder, getting a nice deep stretch a little bit higher through the spine. And then tuck your chin into chest. And remember, if you wish to invite a deeper stretch through the back of the neck, you just press the earth away from you. Yes. That's right. One more round of breath. And then take your time slowly rising out of this posture. So taking our invisible prop, we're going to inhale our hands up, pretending that we're holding a hat. And then you're going to slowly start to turn from the belly button, right, towards your right side. You're going to look at your right foot, and you're going to slowly press that invisible hat on top of your foot. Yes. And then when you're ready, you can slowly relax. The hands can come under that right knee, and you can give that right knee a hug. You can also place a block on the outside of that right foot and stretch a little bit deeper. And if this is still not feeling all that amazing, grab your strap. You can double your strap over and you can just really engage through the arms holding onto that strap. Yes. So block on the outside of that foot, maybe wrapping your arms under that knee, maybe a block under that knee, or you can use your strap. Again, you're going to exhale into the pose. One of the biggest benefits of yoga, other than these deep intentional breath, like you're giving every cell of your body a delicious oxygen hug, right? I mean, that sells itself right there. But stretching. So it's not just making the shapes of the body into these very spectacular poses, but rather just stretching the limbs, keeping the fluid moving through the body, releasing that fascia. This is so good for us. We will thank ourselves when we are 80 plus, yes? So this is a practice that shows up later in life. You know, you get little benefits here and there as you go along, but it really pays you dividends, like your retirement plan. There you have it. Take a few more rounds of breath here, yogis. We're going to come out of this with intention, right? So we don't want to just flop out of this. We're going to slowly start to rise. You're going to remove that hat from your foot. And as you bring it up, you're going to come back center. And then you're going to slowly twist and drop the hat on the left foot. Rinse and repeat. Please don't expect both sides of your body to feel the same. So maybe this side feels a little bit better. Maybe the other side did. It doesn't matter. All you're doing is taking a quick little mental note and then offering nothing but love. Breathe. Listening to the sound of your breath moving through your body. Allowing every exhalation to get you a little bit deeper into the stretch in some new capacity, right? Whatever that means for you. That's right. And then we're going to slowly begin to come out of this. Take your time arriving. Go ahead and release the hands back to the sky. And then draw them by your side. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to draw the bottoms of the feet together. Release any tension that we have in our hips. We're going to lengthen and then tuck your chin around your spine. Draw your belly button in. And this could be your practice. You can hang out here. Another place to utilize your strap. Or you can start to draw your toes and your nose together, coming into a little clam. This is a deep hip opener, so please honor your body as you see fit. If it feels good to place some blocks under those knees, honor that. We will close our practice down today utilizing your bolster. So if you don't have one, I'm happy to give you one. I think everyone has one. Oh, gotcha, April. And actually, we're gonna do some fun, funky stuff with as many props as we can, actually. So we'll use our bolster, blocks, and blanket. When you're ready, you're going to slowly come out of this. Take your time. And we are going to swivel towards the front of our mat. Back to the beginning of time, right? We're going to bring ourselves with our knees up. And before we go onto our back, we're going to do some seated cat-cows. So you're going to grab your hands behind your delicious legs here. You're going to grab on. This is your body, right? I want you to lift your toes and then feel them pressing into the earth like they're sinking down into mud. And then when you're ready, you're going to take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, tuck your chin around your spine, lengthen through your arms. And then inhale, lift your heart, lift your nose like a happy cow, smelling roses. And then exhale into your mad cat back. At your own pace, try to move your body with breath and take several rounds. That's right. Feeling your toes, feeling your tail, feeling your hands on your legs. Again, another place for a strap or even a towel, something long that can go around your legs if you need the support. This is just a class before. You're good. You're good, my dear. This is a new yoga foundations class every Saturday at 11. We will be working on new foundational points of yoga. And it will progress. So as you can see, this is the second week. Last week was all about the breath. This week is props. And we will eventually get to some pretty intentional parts of your yoga practice. So if you keep coming every week, it'll keep building. One more round. And then we're going to bring it to a close. So before we go on our back, I want you to grab your bolster, blanket, and some blocks. Yes? You're going to prepare to get nice and comfy. You have a couple of options here. I'm going to show you some options. You can have it nice and lengthened so that your spine just rests atop of it. If that doesn't feel amazing, you can bring it width wide. You can also bring it as a pillow. You can bring it under your legs even, if some of us like that much better. Okay. You're going to take your blanket. I love to put the blanket right over my solar plexus or right over my core. Some of you might love it on your feet. Okay, so check in with that. And your blocks can act actually as a pillow. So if you like, you can take your block, place it right under your neck, and then prop yourself up to new places. So take a moment, get yourself all situated. I'll come around and see if anyone needs any assistance. Well, do you want a bolster? Okay, let me give you mine. If you're at home, just find your bed. You have the best prop of all. If you need me to help you make any adjustments with your blanket, I'm happy to help. Yes, yes. Everybody feel good? Yes, I got you. You're welcome. Sometimes just feeling that heaviness somewhere, feet, mid part of the body, just really calms you, makes you feel safe and secure. And take a moment and see if you can relax into it. Do not hesitate to make adjustments. Might feel good, and then 10 seconds not feel good. So let's check in with that. I'm seeing some really innovative uses here. Blocks under knees, block and bolster under head. Lots of cool things happening. All right, lovelies, let's take a moment. Let's reconnect with our breath. Let's relax through every muscle of the body. Take a moment and bring to mind the gratitude, the love, the intentions that you set at the beginning of your practice. Remembering your why, your purpose, why this is even important to you at this point in your life. Why yoga? Stay connected with that sentiment, knowing that there's so much to learn and it's a lifelong practice and we never learn at all. And then relax. You're going to take around 8 more rounds of delicious inhales and exhalations at your own pace. You will begin to slowly release your body out of its pose, doing whatever you need to do to come back to a nice neutralized spine, perhaps moving the blocks and the props and coming over onto one side of the body, and taking your time arriving. Take a few rounds of breath in this new position. And when you're ready, with your eyes closed or soft, you will gently guide yourself into a seated posture of choice. We will inhale our hands up toward the sky. We will exhale our hands into heart center. If you like, you can place both hands over your heart space. Maybe take a moment and tuck the chin into chest. May we send lots of love to each other all around the room. Thank you for allowing me to guide you through your practice this morning. Please enjoy the rest of your beautiful sunny day. Go in peace. Namaste. Thank you, everyone. If you didn't check in yet, Tiff, will you help me?
Yeah.
Okay, Tiff's gonna help me and then she's gonna leave. Just drop by Tiff's. If you checked in online, just give her your name. Let me see what the Zoomie said. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Podcast created in 2018. Did you know that you can listen to hundreds of free audio yoga classes dedicated to meditation, mindfulness practices, and of course, asana, as well as tons of amazing information for your personal and sacred practice on and off of the mat? Check out today's show notes for a link to my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. You will also find a link to iloveyogatherapy.org, a new online resource center for yoga therapy and somatic healing practices and techniques. You will find a ton of information, videos and articles and case studies if you are interested in learning more about yoga therapy and Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for listening. Go in peace. Namaste.